I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, Brad, can you get the Walmart song out again? I know you just did it a few seconds ago because we had zombies in the robots in the Walmart. Now we've got zombies in the Walmart parking lot. That's our very first story. It's coming to us from Oklahoma, and it's a woman who is convinced that she saw this, a 27-year-old woman. You got it for us?
At the Walmart, someone called up 911 to the Walmart. There's zombies running through the parking lot.
That's it. Well, they are, yes. Now, she may have had something in her system that led her to believe that there were zombies in the Walmart parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story of a woman who tried to steal a delivery truck that was parked outside the Walmart. And when the cops ended up corralling her, they said, why did you do that? And she said, well, zombies were chasing me in the Walmart parking lot. This was Tuesday morning.
Let me guess what was in her system.
It was the meth. Mm. It was a little bit of the meth that was in there. A guy called 911 Tuesday morning to report that a woman had jumped into his truck, kicked the doors, and was attempting to drive away. This is a big water truck. He had all kinds of water bottles in there, and he parked it in the
Walmart. That's what you need to fight the zombies is fresh water.
And our girl, 27-year-old Tamanda Billings of somewhere in Oklahoma, told the truck driver,
from somewhere in outer space,
I need these wheels. I need to get away from the zombies. And then she said, get out of the truck. And he said, no, you get out of the truck. And she said, I'm not going because the zombies are after me. Well, eventually, you know, he called 911. She couldn't get the truck moving anyways. And so the cops came out and took her away. And no sighting of the zombies yet.
John, you know, usually when we go to Florida, we joke around that it's the old people down there. It's 55 and over. It's the villages and things like that. But check out the ages of the three women involved in this story. Pasco County, Florida. The headline reads, three naked women air drying at a Florida rest stop send troopers on a chase.
Three naked women air drying.
Air drying.
So they're in the bathroom naked and drying off their bodies?
They had come outside and they were nude at the rest stop. And the ladies, this is 11:15 Wednesday, the Florida Highway Troopers dispatched about three naked women at the rest stop on northbound I-75. Apparently they were putting suntan lotion on each other and they just come out of the showers and they are stark naked. They don't have a stitch of clothing on. And so imagine the police response that shifts into gear when there's three 19-year-old naked women at the rest stop. When they show up, the cops show up, the three jump into a car and take off. And they get into a high-speed chase. The cops back off and say, man, this does not fit the Florida Highway Patrol criteria for a high-speed chase. We're going to let these girls go. Well, another report about a reckless vehicle comes in and a trooper follows them into a store parking lot. That's when one of the women, still naked, gets out and tries to go into the store. And another gets out of the car with a baseball bat and says, come on with it then. And wants to start a thing with the cops and then with the baseball bat. The cops end up tasering out the women and taking them into custody. Three counts of resisting arrest, fleeing to elude, aggravated assault, lewd behavior. Three 19-year-old girls.
Well, at least when they brought them into the police station, the search didn't take too long. They didn't have any clothes on.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
All right, this is some of the most frightening criminal mischief that we have in Western Washington, and it goes on out on Whidbey Island. Let's go to the call sheet and see what's happening out there. Wednesday, February 6th, 7:42 a.m., Bay Shore Drive. A 911 caller says, I would like to recant some statements. Wednesday, February 6th, 10:12 p.m., Highway 20 store. 911 caller says, there's a disorderly man in the bathroom. Thursday, February 7th, 5:39 p.m. Fairhaven Drive. 911 caller says, my husband is crazy. Friday, February 8th, 3:39 p.m. 8th Avenue. 911 caller says, people are riding snowmobiles through my yard.
Well, we still had a pretty good amount of snow then, didn't we? Yeah.
I hope so. But you never know out on Woodby.
No.
And finally, Saturday, February 9th, 8:59 a.m., Periwinkle Lane. 911 caller says, my wife just came home and is stirring everything up again.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
That is an emergency.